But that's it.
It's all right. Well, I was like, all right, cool. I guess we're starting.
Yeah, no, we're starting it. What's going on? Talk to me nice. Hola and bienvenidos to the wonderful, luxurious, and beautiful Pagueta Plaza Hotel located in tropical Southern Plainfield, New Jersey. Give us a round of applause.
Hey, man. No, I'm just playing.
Welcome to the La Pagueta Plaza in luxurious Pagueta, Puerto Rico. We're here on vacation, as you can see.
Puerto Rico.
My toes are out. It's hot out. They're both in all black. I don't know why. It's baking out here. But listen.
I'm good over here, though.
You good?
I got the fan.
You got the fan over there. Oh, my bad. Man, my bad.
I don't know
okay.
about y'all.
I'm chilling. Okay. You just got pants on. Like, you know, I got my legs out.
So. Hey, man. Good.
I got my toes out.
Toes and legs.
Hey, do what you
but as you can see, we take vacations, too. And as soon as I'm done with this opening, that's going to be our first topic of discussion. As you can see, we keep it classy. You know, we take care of ourselves, you know.
Classic, man.
But, hey. It's your boy, Tropical Style, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALIII_KAY. You already know the vibes.
It's your boy, what with the visuals?
We got past that.
Yeah, clean your throat.
Yeah, I was like, damn. It's your boy, what with the visuals? I am Will_visuals. One more time. I am Will_visuals.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
What we finna do?
Check me out.
Hey,
ready?
Yo, it's your boy Adam Desir. That's ADAMS.
Don't forget the
DESIR on all social media platforms. Check me out.
You can't say check me out. That says,
oh, I thought you got you something else now.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, I didn't mean check me out like him. I meant like check me out just in general. Okay, all right. Look me up.
Oh, yeah.
On social media platforms, all the same.
Look me up. That's cool.
I'll work on it. I'm still
media training.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting through the got you.
I'm still getting through it.
But hey, once again, like and subscribe if you feel the vibe. Hit that notify bell because Jason, how often are we dropping an episode?
Oh.
Every single week.
Even when we're on vacation, we're dropping every single week. Yes, sir. Make sure you hit that notify bell so you don't miss an episode. You're not going to want to miss what we have in store for you. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. That's all social media platforms. That's TikTok, Instagram, right, Spotify, now. Apple Podcasts. Make sure you rank us 5 stars.
1, 2, 3,
make sure
4, 5.
You listen if you can't watch. And make sure you join that Discord. Become a part of the family. Discord. If you want to be on an episode, make sure you join the Discord right now. Stop waiting. Make sure you like, share, and drop us a heart if you love us. Because we love you.
Don't be a peasant.
That's what you choose?
Don't be a peasant.
Okay.
Wow.
Tropical Style. I'm going to get us kicked off today.
Talk to him.
Guys, one thing I want to have a conversation about real quick, because, you know, we get right into the game sometimes. I want to ask you guys a question. How important is it for you to make sure that you take a vacation in your life while you are working?
Oh, so I'm going to just, can I?
Go ahead.
I just, look, from someone who doesn't vacation a lot, you know, I work quite often. I'd say it's very, very important. Some things I had to realize for myself even throughout this vacation is, one, the people that you go with can make or break it. And nice. I'm genuinely happy that I'm with y'all. You know
appreciate
what I'm saying?
You, man. Appreciate you.
I'm happy that you guys convinced me to stay. You know what I mean? Because I was going to leave a few days ago, but they convinced me to stay, and I have literally no regrets.
No regrets.
Money, you can make it back. Time, you can't get that back.
Come on now.
At my big age, I'm just now 30, traveling.
30 years old.
Hey! Hey! You're a little loud. You're a little loud. Right?
Why did that echo?
You're a little loud.
At my big age, I'm finally starting to travel just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I want to do it more often. So it's just one of those things where I really have learned to just not take it for granted in the short time span that I've been here. And I had nothing but good time. Waking up whenever, eating whenever, shopping whenever, doing whatever, being lazy. Most of the time I've been asleep. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. But also the excursions, like the waterfalls. What else did we do? Like we went to the beach.
Boat rides,
we ate good food, boat rides, like the food.
Come on now.
Shout out to the food.
Puerto Rico.
Pincho.
I'm eating. And honestly, I think I ate more all that good food. And I don't think I got hit with a heavy itis.
Don't feel bloated at all.
I didn't feel bloated. I didn't feel any kind of crazy
wake
feeling.
Up fine,
like it felt like I was eating non-American food.
No shits, all giggles.
I didn't mean to say that out loud. But honestly, overall, like I said, like it's just like book that vacation, even if it's for a few days. You know what I'm saying? Set aside a budget. It don't got to be nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
2-3 days at a nice hotel somewhere. And you'll enjoy it. Like, I have no regrets.
That's it.
Well, also,
preaching.
Also, tell them about what you said. This is not a trip that you could take for 2-3 days.
Oh,
come on now.
So, in the short time span that I've been vacationing throughout the year, this, first of all, I got to say, is like top tier. That's just what it is. And I realized that with certain vacations, like this one, it cannot, for me, be a two, three day trip. Like this has to be at least a solid week. At least a week of vacationing in a place like this. Here in Newark, New Jersey. Shout out to Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, first of all.
Like this.
First of all.
Yeah.
Just because we're doing this for like real reals. We not in Newark, New Jersey. We're in Puerto Rico.
I thought we were
sticking. We made too many posts.
We're in Puerto Rico. Let people be envious.
You're right. I was trying to gatekeep because nobody ever.
Let people be envious, and we're not even going to gatekeep this because I want people to come here and stay here. Shout out to the Pagera Plaza Hotel for allowing us to shoot this podcast here. Shout out to Uncle Jeff, Aunt Tammy, and Uncle Edgar for the hospitality. Excelente hospitalidad.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Muy caliente.
Okay.
Very hot. It's very hot.
I meant like I thought that was good. My bad. Oh. I'm working on my Spanish. I'm sorry.
Yo, very hot.
Who's hot? Shout out to them though, for real.
Shout out to them for just showing us the island, taking us island hopping, taking us on a boat, and shout out to Uncle Jeff for explaining that this is not just a vacation. This is a lifestyle.
Speaking of lifestyle, this is a lifestyle hotel that we're staying in.
It is adults only.
Come on out. Bring your kids.
They're not welcome.
I'll leave it right there for y'all.
But it is crucial. You know, Jason and I, we work every single day. There be times where I don't see Jason until the next Sunday. I might see him one Sunday and I won't see him for the entire week just because our work schedules do not line up. He'll be coming home. I'll be heading out.
Mm-hmm.
So these vacations are important ever since that first trip that we took to Miami. And we got that travel bug. Like, we've been trying to build this travel group and just experience these things with like-minded people that want to do it. No drags, no complaints. No, I don't want to do this. You're an adult. If you don't want to do it, stay home. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go to McDonald's, do it around the corner in South Plainfield. You know what I'm saying? But
it's crazy work.
It's important to take vacations. You're going to get burnt out. You're going to start to feel like life is meaningless. You're going to start to feel like you don't have anything left. You're out of gas. Make sure you refuel your lifespan, refuel your energy. Take a break. You have vacation time. This job does not care about you. You need to care about you. So make sure you take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. It is still men's mental health. Please take care, or men's mental health month. Please take care of yourself.
Facts. Nah, for real. I just saw a video recently where a guy jumped off a bridge and people were like, you never know who's going through something. You still know. So take care of yourself, man. That's, I think that was perfectly said.
And I feel well rested too.
That too. Come on,
I feel well rested. I got my flight sadly tonight, but I feel like when I get home, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I actually vacationed. Like,
I feel refreshed.
I feel refreshed. I had a good amount of fun, a good amount of rest, a good amount of food.
And you're excited to plan the next one.
The next one. There you go. Yes.
I'm definitely. Definitely going to literally set aside specifically a vacation
budget.
Yes. Like that's it. That's the new thing now for me. Because this was beautiful.
This is the first time that I've experienced, like last time I was in Puerto Rico, I was only in San Juan. This is the first time I've experienced multiple spots of this
like
island.
Locals and stuff.
And I did not feel like a tourist. I felt like a local.
Yeah.
And that felt beautiful.
just because I'm seeing spots that tourists might never see.
That's true. That's true.
And I would like to spotlight them, but I'm going to gatekeep a little bit because I don't want, yeah, I don't no want TikTok the spots and, that we were, yeah, yeah. I don't want the spots that we were that taken over by tourists when I decide to come back next year.
And the Puerto Rican people are very welcoming.
Very
hospitable.
Welcoming.
They welcome people all the time and you know,
very welcoming.
They want you to learn their language.
Make me want to learn like, my language.
The old couple?
Oh, the older couple that wanted to take a picture.
There was a, listen.
Because he's famous.
He's famous. Like, no, I tell him.
No. Like, I genuinely feel like with all of us, they look at us like we're like supernatural creatures. Like, I walked out of a store with these guys and an older couple, they were like, hey, can we take a picture with you? And I was like, okay, sure. What's going on? They were like, yeah, we like your color. And I was like, like my shirt color, and she's like, "No,
you know what she meant."
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I knew what she meant, but I didn't want to, like, you know,
I
didn't want a big age.
Your dog,
but
your dog.
They walked up to him. They walked up to him like, "Wah wah."
That's great, panini guy.
But they like my skin color, and they just want to take a picture out of like just good vibes, nothing crazy, nothing like invasive. It was dope. Like they celebrate us
respectful.
Out here.
Yeah, it's very respectful.
They like us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We like they like us here.
We don't get that everywhere.
Like when we walk when we were walking around the beach area thing, like with the, when we got the food from
was
that
it Crash Boat.
No, not Crash Boat, but Crash Boat too.
Crash
that
Boat.
Restaurant we were at with the Jenga.
Oh yeah,
what was it called?
That was in Aguadilla.
Aguadilla.
Yeah.
So they Aguadilla. So they
yeah.
We walked around the block, and I swear to Bob, I kid you not. People were looking at us like we were not from this earth, and I was like, oh my God, like you guys really appreciate me. Like I really, I felt loved. I felt welcome here in Puerto Rico. I'm not going to lie, man. I want to come back. I'm going to come back.
What about you, Will? How you feeling about the trip?
Back.
Oh yeah. This is great. That was a good time. From day one to here we are now, it's been nothing but great vibes, great energy, a lot of food. Nothing seems to be, feels like any preservatives is in the food where you're like sitting there stuck after you eat, you're like,
yeah.
Everything is really like light. When you eat it, you're like, oh, this is good. I mean, even for the first place we went to, which was to get pinchos, it was good.
Pinchos was your thing, huh?
Oh, yeah, pinchos is great. Until, you know, even the best part, which is going to that dog restaurant for breakfast.
That was fantastic.
That was a great time.
I
really enjoyed that time.
I think Adams loved it too.
Yeah, I think he enjoyed
when the dog came into restaurant, like he was jumped for joy.
Yeah, he was so happy.
It was amazing.
Especially the dog jumped on me. I was
jumped
like, oh,
on,
yeah,
that's
I was
right.
Happy.
In the restaurant.
We really got to stop right picking on Adams.
There's nothing that I could do to escape.
There is something you could do. There is something you could do.
Just get over the fear.
What? You could become one.
Become a what?
A pet acceptor.
a pet lover.
Acceptor?
But I do feel like, Will, you really stepped out of your comfort zone. Like, in some of the things that we were doing.
Yeah, I did. Yes. I was like, yeah, I'm going to see what I could do here. You know,
get him on a zip line next.
Yeah, we got you on
a zip
line.
I don't know about
next.
That. But the boat, though. The boat was cool. You know, I got on the boat. At first, I was like, oh, it's all of us getting on this boat here?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. I was like, okay. All right,
let's and it was not goes. Like it was a little rocky.
It was a little rocky. A little Rocky Balboa. But you know, it was still good. You know, I was more worried about if there was gonna be everyone's gonna be calm and no one's gonna have no little anger.
Regardless, it was only 3 feet to 4 feet of water. We would have been fine.
That's true.
And I wasn't scared at all. That was great.
Yeah, no, Adams wasn't scared at all, even though he was shaking like a leaf. He couldn't even tell.
Okay, thank you.
Easy. But anyways, take care of yourself. Make sure you take a vacation, even if it's just a mini vacation. Even if you just take off to stay home and sleep and catch up on your sleep, like, do it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the PTO. Don't worry about the money. It'll come back.
PTO.
Like, just do what you need to do.
Prepare the others.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Will had to educate me on that.
PTO, you're not asking.
He asked me, he was like, what does PTO mean, Adams? And I was like, pay time off. Like, pay time off. He was like, nah.
Prepare the others.
They come.
PTO, like, they got to take your spot for today.
And PTO is not asking for permission. You have that.
You're entitled to it.
You're entitled to that. So with that being said, take that vacation. And if you want to take a vacation, make sure you come here and stay in La Paguera Plaza in Paguera, Puerto Rico.
Adults only.
Adults only. No kids.
Great place.
Single moms, leave your kids.
Wow.
Will, what you got for us?
Leave your kids.
Yeah, single moms, it's not for you.
I'm not gonna lie, like
there's a lot of y'all.
Like being somewhere.
It's a lot of y'all.
Everywhere I look. I have two kids. Why? Oh
my God. Why? Wow. That's crazy. Why?
You messed up twice?
Gosh. Wow.
Oh my God.
What if it was a one in I mean home. What if they're twins and they came out at the same?
That's a double whammy.
All right.
All right, on to the games.
I gotta say the other word.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. So
double homicide.
First game. As you know and you love, blind ranking. All right. You gotta love it. First category is awkward moments.
Jason, look at me.
I'm not looking at
look
you.
At me. Jason, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. No, look at me. Look at me. Jason, look at me. Look at me. Jason, look at me. Not for real. Look at me. Look at me.
Awkward
I don't
game.
Care.
Awkward moments.
As 1 to 5.
1 to 5. Mm-hmm. Room next to the elevator, constant dinging.
What
so
is that?
1 to 5.
That's annoying.
So your room is next to an elevator, mm-hmm. and people keep.
So how
it's
annoying
constantly
is it?
Dinging.
Oh,
how annoying. So it's 1 to 5. So this is awkward moments. How annoying.
5.
I usually probably wouldn't even hear it.
I don't really care. I'm not staying in the hotel room, so
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
All right. Next one. Host left a forgotten toothbrush.
I could just throw it out.
4.
Yeah, 4.
Throw it out.
My man.
It's, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Next one. The host has a weird art collection.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. 3.
3.
Ah, that's not you know, me. I'm
not bothering it.
Okay.
Like, look at this.
Next picture of Terry Crews over the fireplace. It's my trainer. That's
next one is no hot water. For the first night.
Especially the immediately.
First night.
One.
I hate that. I got to take a hot shower.
Yeah. It has to be. I don't care if it's 1,000 degrees outside. I have to have hot water available to me at all times.
I need a hot shower
immediately,
especially when you're at an airplane.
After an airplane, airport, need a shower.
I need a shower
immediately.
And the last one, which will be number 2, you got locked out at midnight.
What?
I've done it.
Sorry,
I've done it. It's not that bad. Just go find another
hotel.
Yeah,
you got locked up at midnight.
Chicago.
Locked out.
Oh.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
In the winter.
Isaac lost his mind.
We had to go find a hotel.
Never mind. Yeah, I guess that's number 2. I guess that's not a bad list.
That's not a bad list. Assume that's at an Airbnb. Because if you're at a hotel and you get locked out, you just go down to the front desk and get another key.
True. Yeah. It's very true. It's
so yeah,
true.
That's a solid list. That was easy.
I'm not mad. Yeah.
Next one. Yeah.
I'm glad that we were all able to work together for once.
Next one is perks. Thank you.
What does he mean? We.
What's this we?
Hey man.
It's like, we.
Hey man. Next one is perks.
We
perks. All right. Valet parking.
Well, I don't really use it that much. 5.
Oh,
5. I can't drive.
I'm okay with 5.
Okay.
All right. Next one is hidden. Cleaning fees.
Oh, that's annoying.
Like two.
That's
tell
annoying.
Me the fees up front. Like, come on.
For real.
Stop the fees.
Like, why are
stop
you bullshitting?
And then, first of all, for Airbnb, I got to get this on my chest.
Come
I'm
on,
sorry.
Talk about it. Talk
Airbnb.
About it.
Talk about if you're going to charge me a cleaning fee, don't give me cleaning instructions in your
facts.
Little description.
Don't make me clean and then give
I'm
me
saying,
a cleaning
fee. Don't give me a cleaning fee and then make me clean.
That makes zero sense.
Like, I'll make sure I clean up after myself. Yeah, I'm not gonna leave the place a wreck, but don't tell me wash the sheets, take out the trash, all that stuff. Like, if you have a cleaning fee, what's the cleaning fee for?
Like you're working for them,
and then getting charged for it.
I'm getting charged for that
because they charge like $195 to $200 on top of your reservation.
It's crazy,
but then they put in their instructions for checkout: clean.
Yeah. Like,
it sounds like
that's
something
that should be your responsibility, Airbnb.
So give me my $200 back.
Exactly. No, it's a lot of
because I am the cleaning fee.
So it has to be 2.
A lot of things starting to do that now. Like even for people, well, I'm pretty sure you would understand the most about hair. If you go to get your hair done, they want your hair to be pre-washed, pre-prepped.
She
washes my hair.
Well, that's for you. That's lucky. But most girls, they have a situation where they say, I'm not doing your service unless you come with your hair pre-prepped, pre-washed.
Right. As a guy, I'm not really thinking about it. But as a woman, that's probably
as a woman.
Yeah,
I can see as a guy with hair, if I had to pre-wash my hair, I'm not doing it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like showing up. You want me to wash?
My stuff says,
unless they pay for it. Unless they pay for that extra
My service. Shit says mist and retwist. Wash, twist.
That's it.
That's it.
Easy.
But so yeah, two. Don't so number, yeah, two. Number two. Number don't two. Don't give me no hidden cleaning fees. That's bullshit.
All right, the next one is,
even though Haya does it,
self check in with keypad.
I'm cool with that. That don't bother me. Four.
Okay.
I'm that cool keypad that. Don't work like it did in Chicago, though.
Mm. We got some problems.
It's a problem.
We got some problems.
Yeah. Four.
Give me the key. Just give me a key.
I agree.
Local host with personalized recommendations.
Ooh, I like
okay.
that. I like that.
Three.
We already have.
We're going to say three, though. Because that's like lower. So three.
Mm-hmm. I like that, though.
Okay. Wait,
I
no.
Think, I think having locals is very important.
Yeah, I think that's three.
Because like following TikTok and stuff, you're not.
Okay.
A lot of TikTok stuff is just for show. When you get there, you're like, that's it. Mm-hmm. This is what this is.
Seafood?
You know what I'm saying? So
you know how to make it.
Seafood, come on. Talk come about on. South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't hitting that little buffet.
They know how to make it look just right.
Number one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to like this one. Rooftop pool with a bar service.
Come on now.
Yes.
Come on now.
No matter what.
Come on now.
Come on.
Give me a little burrito. You know what I'm saying?
No matter what.
Come on.
Yo, by the way, shout out to the bartender here, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Hold yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, he was
killing it.
He was
on let me
cloud.
Get his name.
Oh, you got his name?
I got his name. Man.
Yo, he killing it. Make some great mojitos.
Edwin Garcia.
There you go. Come shout on, out Edwin.
Top tier.
Shout
from out Jersey, Edwin. Too, actually.
From Jersey, which is crazy.
Shout out Edwin
small
Garcia.
World. Small world.
Yeah.
But now he kills with the mojitos.
The mojito maestro.
There you go. I like that. I like that.
The mojito magician.
MMG.
The mojito mixologist.
Ooh.
Come on. He's cooking, man.
All right, the next game is this or that.
The mojito Maybach music.
I thought it was good. So what are we doing?
This or that.
Oh.
Yeah. We're back to it.
So you can do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
You can get with this,
or you can get with that.
Or you can get with this,
or you can get with that.
Or you can get with this,
because this is where it's at.
What if I want that one?
Doop, dop, dip. Had to put that in there. Let's get it.
All right. Compact room with central AC or large space with a fan?
Central AC. AC, man. That AC.
Central AC.
Central AC is going to go crazy every time.
AC. I
mean, you walk AC. In from a hot place and your AC was already running?
Yes.
Perfect.
That fan, too.
That fan just blowing around hot air.
True.
When you walk into your room and then when you come back out, when your glasses fog up, you're like, that's
how you know it's good.
That's good.
You look, your little breath come out.
Yeah.
Nah, you get out the shower. Y'all like the rooms freezing though. All y'all. No, except for you.
You like it's the Sahara Desert.
Bro, his room was muggy.
No.
And he's wearing a hoodie. I'm like, how are you surviving?
Because
here?
When I fell asleep, it was cold. So I turned it off in the middle of my sleep.
So how did I wake up sweating?
So, well, because to me, I just didn't. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know. I just didn't sweat. And when you woke me up, I was like, oh.
I guess your room is hot and then Will's is freezing cold. Lucky. Freezing.
My room isn't that cold though.
Well, actually, mine wasn't as cold as it was.
It's
before.
His freezing. You're cold though. It's definitely
cold.
I can't
sleep when it's hot.
Huh? I don't see that. I know.
Mine
that.
Wasn't freezing. It was 65.
That's
now,
freezing.
Andrew had
60.
His was on 60.
Freezing. No, I had to be 55.
That thing was under the cover blankets. in the
like a cocoon.
Yeah, no, like when your room is too cold, it's uncomfortable. When it's just right it's and just you can right. like, you know, but I can't sleep when it's hot because then I wake up sweating.
Yeah, wake up sweating.
Irritated.
So that's where I was at. I was at the just right mark.
That's just right? Being muggy?
I wish everyone could feel the temperature of his room.
It was.
But you're like, how are you sleeping in here?
It was all right. Next one.
Yeah, next one right here. I got you. Elevator access or a spiral staircase.
Elevator access.
When I'm drunk, I'm gonna fall down the staircase.
No, you got me tripping.
Spiral staircase.
Oh,
spiral.
Looking like Leonardo DiCaprio and was that
trying to crawl up Wolf of Wall Street. trying to crawl up the stairs.
No thanks.
That's funny.
All right. Nah, next one is. Points rewards, which is hotel.
Come on.
Or cheaper nightly rates, which is Airbnb.
Points.
Okay.
Because I'll just do my stay. I get free nights.
Fast. You get some real nicer points. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Airbnb just going to charge you a cleaning fee on top of your
come on
lower nightly rate.
Come on now.
Airbnb just going to charge you a hidden fee. I'm sorry. I'm going at Airbnb. Fuck you.
Wow.
going crazy.
All right, this is the last one. Fire alarm at 2 a.m. at the hotel or Wi-Fi password that doesn't work at the Airbnb.
No, I need that Wi-Fi. I need that
Wi-Fi. So you want to do the alarm?
I'll do the fire alarm. I'll sleep right through it, even if the building's burning.
Because if I have like work to do real quick and I don't have Wi-Fi, I can't get on Netflix. I need Wi-Fi. Nah, I need Wi-Fi.
Oh, you're right. I go for that.
Hotspot and run up my bill. Because I definitely did that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'd take a fire alarm at 2 a.m. Yeah, I'll go outside. I'll go outside in my underwear. I don't care.
It's crazy. In your bathrobe?
No, I'm not going to be in the bathroom. I'm going to be in the sheets and the covers. Shout out with the bathrobe.
Nah, not the hotel.
The hotel bathroom?
Come with the bathrobe. Complimented drinks. I'm going to
be there like this.
Nah, they come with a lot of perks.
Be there. Like, you see that one picture of who was that? Ice Cube or Ice Tray sitting outside?
Oh, yeah.
In the bathrobe.
Nah, shout out to the Plaza Hotel because they... A lot of benefits.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie, man.
A lot of perks. 24 free access pool? Room.
Free 24 breakfast? 24 access pool.
The breakfast?
Free breakfast?
The breakfast is popping, too. The breakfast is popping, too.
I have an ocean view.
Ocean, yeah. You got the ocean view?
I have a semi-private balcony.
There you go. Glass shower. I didn't know that was a thing until we got up there.
Yep.
It was dope.
Glass shower.
It's nice here. You
got to go up there and sit out there one night.
Facts. Well, I'm with that. Oh.
Just reminisce. Talk.
I was the only one.
I was too busy enjoying the beds and the cabanas.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
And they got the water with your feet.
I understand. Yeah, I definitely love it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So we have. Were you saying? Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just trying to say that I was all up in that too. Yeah, but.
Yes, we got two more games.
Okay.
That being
said. All right. Okay.
I'm so confused. He's on my boy.
They try.
So we got two more games.
Oh my god.
Adam, so, stand up for yourself.
Come on, bro.
I'm tired of bullying.
I'm not going to do another episode until y'all stop bullying me. I'll be like, all right, next cool. episode, back to the basics.
Got it.
That's crazy.
I'm chopped liver.
Wait till he's added into the opening credits. Then he's going to be feeling all.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah. You getting there. Yes, sir.
That'll be real refreshing for y'all, ain't it?
Okay.
Okay. Right. So the next game. It's called Build a Trip.
Ooh.
If you had $100, you need to build a day trip.
You got to build.
So I got to calculate.
Can I get 1,000?
Nah.
100.
100.
I got to calculate.
You need to build one day trip, NPR.
Come on now.
You have to include one activity and one restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And in words of Mally Kay, your butt cheeks have to touch water.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I never said that.
All right, cool. That's crazy.
I've never said that.
Let's cut to all the times you said that.
I have never said that in my life.
Let's cut to all the times you said that.
No, because I don't say my butt cheeks. I say my dick.
Do you enjoy lying?
I say my dick needs to touch water. And you know it.
You definitely said ass cheeks.
No, I said
butt cheeks need to touch water.
You said both, to be honest.
$100.
All right, so not too much on me, okay?
Oh, now you don't like it, huh?
Okay.
You feel a little loud.
It's a little loud.
It's a little loud.
It's loud in my ears.
Let's turn it down.
Right. Now he don't like
gosh.
It.
All right,
let's
turn
it down. Now he don't like
it. Let's get to the game.
$100.
Uh-huh.
Y'all go.
Wait, let me calculate this.
Let me know.
Wait, I don't get prices.
Choice?
Like,
what am I doing? No, there's no choice. This is whatever you want to do in PR.
For $100?
For $100?
Can you get anything for $100?
I can't even stay here for $100. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying you're not staying nowhere. I'm saying you have to do an activity.
Okay.
You have to go to a restaurant.
Okay.
That's it. That's a day.
First of all. And then you got to touch water.
Yeah, you got to touch water.
First of all, the boat ride was $150.
True.
Jet skis is $150.
True. So he's saying we got to make do.
Okay, so
you can go get Pinchos. Well, Pinchos is not $100.
Pinchos, there you go. There's number one, Pinchos. Okay, so I can live off that.
I can live off Pinchos.
Pinchos and bread. Mm-hmm.
Pinchos and
the
that pinchos?
Bread?
I could do that for a while.
How much was Pinchos and the bread? How much was that?
Well, we got, it was like $4 for each Pincho. No, $5 for each Pincho.
Okay.
$5.
I'm gonna go to, what was the Aguadilla Lighthouse?
There you go.
I'm going to go to the Aguadilla Lighthouse where they had the empanadillas and they had drinks.
Uh-huh.
They had views and I was able to walk down onto the beach.
While he says that, if you could bleep out what he said though.
Where?
We gatekeep it. So bleep out what he just said though. But keep that place.
Okay, okay. So you like that place?
I like that place because I could go down to the little path and then now my ass cheeks are touching water.
Okay, that's true. You got two. Okay,
you got two for one.
And there's food.
And there's food.
And drinks.
I like Lighthouse. I like that place.
I was messing with Patterson. I was messing with Patterson.
Okay,
got it.
But the place that we went to, I wish we could take y'all, but I ain't gonna gatekeep this place. because it's so popular. Crash Boat is my favorite. I love Crash Boat.
All right.
Love it. Because you got the ledge, you could jump off straight into the water. You got the beach. They got chairs you can get. If you want to, you know, you don't bring a chair, you can buy some chairs. They have a bunch of stands for food, drinks. Loved it. Love Crash Boat. So that price range, it's free to enter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is cool. Depending on the time.
Okay.
Because of parking. Parking was like, what, $10?
Oh, yeah, was it? $10.
So, so you're asking me, just so I'm clear here, is I only have $100.
Yep.
And I have to go eat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Activity.
Activity. Mm-hmm.
And I touch have to water. Touch water.
Mm-hmm. Touch water.
So if that's the case, I would get me a pincho.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
And then I would go to the waterfall because that's both activity
and cool too.
Getting wet in the water.
Okay. That's cool. It's true.
Right. And Patterson,
and
I
that's
get,
like, what, $5, $10?
Patterson,
I could go crazy with the pinchos.
You
could. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I could bring the pinchos with me to Patterson.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I get views, food, drinks, and water.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
All for
remember,
$100.
Remember in that little crevice under the trees, there's two chairs. You could just sit and just
look true.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. That's true. That's true.
Nice. Yeah.
If I want to bring a chair down to that beach area, I can.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm with that.
No, but I think you could do so much here in Puerto Rico for under $100.
Yeah.
Easy.
You can.
Yeah.
You easy. And a date too.
No, I don't know about that.
Come on now.
Like, there's plenty of places, if I don't mind, if you guys don't mind, if I could just list them here.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Talk to them.
The place that we went to was, we stopped at Newark first.
Mm-hmm.
Patterson, East Orange.
Elizabeth. Mm-hmm.
Linden.
Linden.
Yeah. Linden, New Jersey.
Can't forget Rahway.
Can't forget Rahway.
Rahway. And
Rahway was the worst.
Woodbridge?
Woodbridge.
Okay.
I thought he stopped.
He said, Woodbridge?
Woodbridge?
South Plainfield, you know?
It's easy.
Shout out to him.
Nah, no shout out to South Plainfield.
We don't give shout out to South Plainfield.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
No shout outs.
All right. Well, the last game is How Puerto Rican Are You?
Hey.
Oh, boy.
So, mira.
We're gonna have six questions.
Okay.
Mira.
Yeah. So if you get all six, you might as well be an honorary Puerto Rican.
Ven aquí.
All right. First one. What's the first thing someone yells at a party when it gets hype?
Wepa.
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 Okay.
And I quit. Okay. Why you say like
that? Okay. All right. Next one. What do Puerto Rican moms use to discipline from across the house?
Chanclas.
Chancleta.
Chancletas.
Aim is crazy.
Chanclas.
The aim is crazy.
They'll hit you from a behind a wall, wanted style.
Sweat.
That's like, curve the chanclas.
Curve the conk. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Curve the chanclas.
That's
curve
it.
Next one. What food made with mashed plantains?
Come on now.
And often filled with most mofongo. Meat or shrimp?
Mofongo.
Mofongo.
Mofongo. Come on now.
Don't look at me like you knew what it was.
Mofongo.
Yo, mofongo. If you haven't had mofongo, please try it.
Please.
Amazing. Even if you're not a plantain person, if you're not a PP, just try plantains and try mofongo. I was never a mofongo guy. I was never an MG.
Not
an MG.
Come on now.
All right, next one. What iconic drink was invented in Puerto Rico?
Oh.
Mojito.
Mojito is not the one.
Is not the answer.
I know.
But
I was correcting him.
Oh, he's okay.
Oh, so you know the answer.
That was invented in Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Oh, invented?
Is
oh,
it a mixed? Is it a mixed drink or is it what's it called?
It is a mixed.
It's a mixed drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
You mentioned it also with mojitos. You was like, oh, they have mojitos here and they also have this that's really good here. It's non-alcoholic or it could be alcoholic.
Pina colada?
There we go.
Pina colada. Oh, yeah. Pina colada. Nice, that's what it was. Nice. Pina coladas.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Pina coladas.
Hey, he's not Puerto Rican.
I'm Puerto Rican. Hey, this is the very last one.
If you come here and get a mojito.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Passion fruit.
Parcha.
Parcha.
Yeah, parcha.
Parcha. Hey, let me put you on. Fresca y parcha mojito.
That's his.
Come on.
And then mine's parcha and blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last one.
Don't ask for strong. Go ahead.
What is a traditional Puerto Rican Christmas food? And to give you a hint, it is not a food, it is a drink. I don't know why they said food, but it's a drink.
It's a drink.
Yes.
Oh. Oh my God. No. Can you stop? Pause.
I mean, he's not talking.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
A drink. That's for Christmas?
A drink
for Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh my God.
The eggnog one.
Try guava coquito. Let me put you on
guava. Okay. Guava's good down here. Okay. Guava's big down here.
Yeah. So I won, right?
That's it, man. That was all
one.
You got one out of what? Five?
What? I answered all of them.
You got one, man.
I answered most. I got like five out of six.
There's a difference between me saying, "Hey, Jason, what color is the sky?"
Blue. Yeah, that's different.
Okay, I'm sorry if I wanted a little dramatic effect. Okay,
blue.
Sorry that Jason, I wanted to take
color
my time.
Kid in the classroom.
Jason, what color is your shirt?
Black.
Okay. All right. Not too much. Let's slow it down.
Will, what color is your shirt?
We already
black.
Negative.
Okay. Negative. Okay.
Yep. All right. Cool.
Negative.
I think we can slow it down.
I do have to shout out all three of y'all for really, you know, stepping into the culture of, you know, Puerto Rico. You know what I mean? Y'all practicing your Spanish.
I'm part of the family.
I was with my Google Translate.
I'm part of the family.
Yes, I know.
I was with that Google Translate.
You know I'm half Oregon.
There you go. All the work you've been you've done enough projects.
Yeah. So now this is my Puerto Rican side. Now I can say I'm part Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Yeah,
not for real. Y'all, the much love. They really appreciate y'all coming.
Aunt Tammy,
coming
Uncle
here.
Jeff, Uncle Edgar. Next stop, Utuado. I'm gonna be on the farm.
Yep. Get to really get
I'm gonna
a taste
be on the farm. I'm gonna be Puerto working. Rico. Get that sweat in.
And shout out to the Puerto Rican bakeries.
My gosh.
Vanilla cake.
I didn't know if you were talking about like actual bakery or you were talking about
that too. Cake out here, yes, that too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just making sure.
Autumn.
I'm faithfully in
shout out to Chicago.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Not that Chicago.
That big ass. That is so funny to me.
Yeah. Nah, but the mommies out here, beautiful women out here. So, and I put that out there.
I'm seeing a new form of confidence from these guys out here in Puerto Rico. It's insane.
Yeah, they love black
people. I don't see that confidence in any city that we go to. I got these guys out here saying, hola, mommy, instead of.
I do not say that. I didn't say any of that. I was
seeing
quiet.
Seeing Adams pulling up his Google Translate.
For real? Chatting it up.
I was just trying to order my food.
He wasn't ordering his food.
I was just trying to ask for the cheeseburger and the fries.
Chatting.
Papas fritas.
I don't even know what they're talking about. I was just trying to order my food.
My gosh.
Ask for directions. Things like that. You know what I mean?
Copy.
Listen, if this isn't a sign for you to go take a vacation, I don't know what is. Will, that was your last game?
That was.
Perfect. Fantastic. I don't know what is a sign for you to go take a vacation, whether it's not here, whether it's in your bed. Take that vacation. Take some time to yourself. Take care of your mental health. Take care of your body. It's important. Because if you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to be able to go back to work anyway? So,
come on now.
Right. And I'm going to go back to work mad.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to work upset.
Okay.
I'm going to be upset.
Okay.
So if anybody from my job watching this, just don't talk to me for the first 2-3 shifts.
Got it.
And I'll be fine after that. Because I'm going to be mad as hell that I'm back at work with y'all.
Before you finish that, shout out to the coworkers that did take your shift so you could stay here.
Hey, I love you guys.
My man was stressing.
I was like, yo, all right, man.
I will be going back to work refreshed.
I just need you to cover this shift one more time.
I will be going back to work refreshed and with new motivation to get back here.
Yes.
So,
that right there.
Or not even get back here, go somewhere else that's just as beautiful.
Yes.
More beautiful. Just more relaxing.
More experiences.
Shout out again to the Pagera Plaza Hotel.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to the hotel.
And before we go, the next place we're going to is for sure going to be in Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So make sure you keep watching.
Yeah, we're going south.
We're
going south. But again, shout out to the Bagheera Hotel for allowing us to shoot this podcast here. Talk to Me Nice is a travel podcast as well.
Yes, sir.
Tell your favorite podcast what your favorite podcast is doing. With that being said, shout out to Uncle Jeff again, Aunt Tammy, Uncle Edgar. Thank you guys for the hospitality. Shout out Puerto Rico for welcoming us and treating us like their own. And with that being said, it's your boy Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALIII_KAY. You already know the vibes.
It's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time for the people in the back.
Yeah.
I am Will_visuals.
What you can't see.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
And what we finna do?
Check me out.
And it's your boy Adam Stasir, ATAM.
Don't forget the S.
S.
Come on now.
D-E-S-I-R. Check Damn. Me out.
Boom.
Adios.
Oh, I didn't mean check me out. I'm sorry.
Adios. Te quiero mucho. Thank you so much. We love you. This is Talk to Me Nice.
We're hasta out. Luego. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
We're out.